Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The Giants are meeting with John Harbaugh today. They're getting their one-on-one. There was also reports earlier this morning that John has narrowed his list down to three teams, the New York Giants, the Tennessee Titans, and the Atlanta Falcons. And it sounds as if, since the Giants are meeting him today, they're getting the first meeting. Yeah. Now, my gut reaction is I wouldn't want to get the first meeting, but you said earlier that this is preferred. Why?
I think it's preferred because if you make the right impression, if you sell him strongly enough, then he doesn't leave. He doesn't even consider going to Tennessee. Tennessee, like they have a similar situation. They have a young quarterback who might turn out to be really good because we saw him, Cam Ward, get better as the season went on. It's a roster that's aged a little bit, especially defensively, but still has some of those pieces, and it's moldable. And it's Tennessee, right? Which is a fantastic place to live.
Nashville's maybe one of the top three American
cities.
That's what I
mean. So it feels like, man, that's a destination. I mean, now think about your family or friends that want to go on vacation now. They don't say, hey, I want to go out to Vegas. I want to go to... No, let's go to Nashville.
Yeah.
And the fan base there is when they're good, is raucous. We see this with the hockey. We see it with everything down there. So you don't want him to go experience what is a emerging, maybe really good location for a team. And Atlanta, forget it. If he goes to Atlanta, he's staying in Atlanta.
Because of the strip clubs?
No. No. He's
the
very,
wings at the strip clubs.
No, he is very religious. Don't even intimate that.
I was joking.
And so it is. I think that Arthur Blank has so many resources. Read that as money to do whatever he asked for. You know that report that was debunked? He wants $20 million and $10 million for his staff. Arthur Blank could be like, all right, sure.
Yeah.
Want five extra just in case? Right. And then Matt Ryan is just as the new president is such a relatable. Matt's one of the coolest people I've ever. One of my best, new friends that I have because he's so down to earth and easy to just be around.
But
and I think him working with John Harbaugh it's a home run. And so I think the opportunity is vastly growing in Tennessee, and in Atlanta it's a home run. So don't let him go see those places.
But your argument is exactly why I wouldn't want to be first. Because I get the impression, and we'll get more information from Ian when he joins us in an hour, mm-hmm. that John is gonna, as much as he may want the Giant job, want to be fair and give an interview to all three teams and really be open-minded about his next job. And if that's the case...
Make him an offer he can't refuse.
Yeah, I think that's a cliche.
Of course it's a cliche. That's why I said it.
I think he's going to Atlanta and he's going to Nashville. Like, as good as the Giants meeting may go today, I'd be surprised.
Okay, so if you were John Harbaugh, mm-hmm. which job is more appealing?
If you're asking me, it's the Giants, but I'm saying okay, I'd rather get the last
don't
impression.
Don't think of it from a fan standpoint. I'm thinking from a head coach who's not only dealing because the coach isn't dealing with the fans. Mm-hmm. He's not. He might hear them, but he is not. It's not his deal.
Yeah,
he's dealing with the owner, the president of football operations.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the staff. Which one has the, I guess, most appeal to it right now?
You're loading the question the way you want to ask it. Are you asking me which front office would I prefer to work for? Or am I asking which job would I ultimately take?
Right.
Because there's a lot of elements to which job
first of all,
I would take.
Atlanta doesn't have a general manager right now.
Exactly.
So it's a wide open.
No. Which
might be good for John Harbaugh.
Well, that's why if you're asking me specifically. See, you've been careful today with your way you're asking questions. They're very loaded. It's like you want a certain answer. If you're asking me which front office, just front office.
Owner, general manager, scouts,
just that,
et cetera.
The Atlanta Falcons. Mm-hmm. Based on that question, I would say Atlanta.
Right.
But if you're asking me if I'm looking at the entire picture, I'm looking at fan base, I'm looking at roster, I'm looking at living.
He doesn't care about the fan base. He doesn't care. I promise you. A head coach does not make a decision based on a fan base. I know that's a grieving to us. As fans?
Okay.
But I'm telling you, they don't care.
Let me phrase it a little bit differently because it's not fan base. Do you think John Harbaugh cares about Hall of Fame and legacy? Think that matters to him?
Of course. Okay. That's why you do those
things. Okay. So he cares about his legacy.
Yes.
Fair or not, I think your legacy is always enhanced by winning with a franchise like the Giants.
Or winning at a franchise that has never not won.
Both of those franchises have never won.
That's right. So if you win... Just like Sean Payton.
No.
Sean Payton in New Orleans is a legend.
Yeah.
A legend.
In New Orleans.
He left them high and dry.
In New Orleans.
No, Sean Payton is revered, I think, across the league.
I get that, but I'm talking about enhancing your Hall of Fame legacy. I think New York helps. It doesn't hurt. And so from that standpoint.
No, I think you're wrong, Evan.
Maybe.
Here's why. Because if you win, say he comes to New York and he wins a championship, but just one. Just wins one championship. He's a Hall of Famer because... He's now won two championships, the first to ever do it.
Assuming Sean Payton doesn't do it this year.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe the first or second ever do it with two different organizations. You're one of three coaches who have won Super Bowls here.
So you're saying it doesn't even... Oh, I got you.
And so if you have one good season and win a Super Bowl and the other, let's say, seven are just kind of middling and average... Are you a legendary New York Giants?
You're still behind Bill Parcells and Tom Coughlin.
100%.
That's fair.
Whereas if you go to Atlanta,
that's
just like Sean Payton went to New Orleans and you win a Super Bowl and they've never done it, you are the toast of the town.
No, that is fair.
I mean, they build you a statue.
That is fair.
I'm surprised they haven't done that for Sean Payton in New Orleans, to be quite honest with you.
There are two franchises in this three franchise hunt who have never won.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's fair that could be an advantage. But I think ultimately, like when I say... Because I'm really being an IFO. No offense to you guys. I'm not a Giant legend, and I'm not the host of 18 different Giant podcasts. I'm a Jet fan who most of the time is bitter against the Giants. I'm being as fair as I can. I think the Giant job is the most appealing.
I do, too. But I'm just telling you that other things that are considerations favor Tennessee or Atlanta.
Right, which is why I wouldn't want them to get a chance to see him.
Which is why I don't want him to even get there.
Right? No, I get it. I guess we have the same opinion. Yeah, it's just backwards.
It's just backwards. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The one thing that's clear amongst this whole pitch and the finishing touch is sending the private plane and flying him today is that the Giants still instinctually believe that they are the New York Giants.
Right.
That they matter as an organization. They're going to show you how classy they are and everything. And I think this has been a great Chris Mara going there. They have pulled out all the stops. So if he leaves here, goes to Atlanta, Tennessee, doesn't end up leaving there and signs... That then becomes a pivot point to the Giants where, sure, we're going to talk about who the coach has to be, but then the Giants need to have a little self-realization and realize they may not be the Giants who they think they are anymore.
Right. Well,
and whether that's because of the front office stuff, and, you know, who knows, maybe Joe Shane held back while he got hot. Whatever the reason is that John Harbaugh doesn't pick here if he doesn't come back here, the Giants better clean that up.
Yeah.
Because this is like the coach on the market at the crucial time, and you can't act like the Giants anymore if you don't get John Harbaugh now after everything you've done.
Here's why it will not happen. Because Arthur Blank will send his plane to get John Harbaugh from here, and Matt Ryan will send his plane to take him home.
Oh, God. Are they nicer planes?
Yes.
I think that...
We flew on Matt Ryan's G-whatever multiple times.
Oh, boy.
So what is Steve Tisch? Is a twin propeller here?
I don't know, but I don't think it's the state-of-the-art plane that Matt Ryan has.
So now you're scaring Giant fans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Trust me, there is money in Atlanta.
Well, so let me ask you this then.
Atlanta.
If John Harbaugh leaves the meeting to go to another meeting, so he does his day with the Giants, as being reported by Adam Schefter, and now he flies to Atlanta, will your level of confidence he's taking the Giants go down? Like, if he doesn't sign that contract now, would it make you think, wow, they're going to miss out on him?
So the way you're positioning this, Evan, that he's going to see all three.
That's my guess.
If that is how he's truly thinking about this, I would have rather have gone last.
That's my point!
No, you're right.
You're just not believing that he's going to do that. That if he falls in love with the Giants, he'll just take the job.
I'm not even saying what I believe he's going to do. I'm saying the Giants need to make it so he doesn't want to go see the other team.
Gotcha.
So that's what the challenge is. Because as soon as he leaves, you have no control anymore. Right now, the Giants have control over their narrative to John Harbaugh. As soon as he goes to Atlanta or to Tennessee, they've lost control. They're not going to be in touch with him because he's going to be meeting with the Titans. Meeting with the Falcons.
I get the impression that a guy who is a head coach free agent, who is clearly serious about taking another job, who did his pre-interviews over the last couple of days, I take him as the kind of guy that will do his complete due diligence and not just accept the job from the first meeting he has. That he will meet with these three teams like LeBron met with a bunch of teams, like Kevin Durant met with a bunch of teams, and then ultimately say, okay, here's my decision. And how great would it be if John Harbaugh follows LeBron and puts it live on NFL Network? He sits at a table and says, all right, here's my decision.
I'm taking my talents
to wherever.
To Hotlanta.
Now, yesterday.
That was my prediction yesterday.
Yes. Yesterday, Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the Baltimore Ravens, and credit to him, he did a one-hour press conference.
1 hour? Are you kidding?
He sat there for an hour and answered every question.
That's unprecedented.
Kind of is, right?
I'm trying to think of an owner that's done that.
Now, that was background on this. Bisciotti has not spoken to anybody in Baltimore's media for 4 years.
Okay. Why has he needed to?
Well, he hasn't needed to, but that was the big story at Baltimore. The reason he went for an hour is because, like, unlike other owners that appear every year,
right,
it's just like 5 years worth of questions.
Your team is winning. You have an MVP. You have a head coach who is your CEO and handles everything. You don't need to hear from me. We don't suck.
Yeah. No, I get that.
What question do you have for Steve Bisciotti when you're a couple wins away from the Super Bowl?
What was so amazing, though, is I watched the whole thing. He was wildly entertaining because he was honest.
Yeah.
And so the one clip, I have a bunch of clips, but the first clip I have to play for you is that Steve Bisciotti was asked about where he thinks John Harbaugh is going to go. Mm. I think this is the answer that most relates to all of us. The other stuff is interesting and fun, but listen to Steve Bisciotti's answer on, hey, what do you think John Harbaugh is going to do?
You know, you can bet he's not going to take a job that doesn't have a quarterback. He's a little too young. He's a little too old to be sitting around saying, what's the draft look like? You know, and how many picks do you have? And let's start studying those college quarterbacks. So I only thought there was a couple jobs out there. I told him the one that I thought he could take. And we'll see if I manifest correctly.
I want to know what job he's recommending.
He said the Giants. There's no doubt.
I think it's the Giants. I agree with you.
100% is the Giants. Because it's not Atlanta. If he prefaced it, that's the same clip. That's not cut up. Same clip. So his thought process is, what team has a quarterback that has a head coaching availability right now?
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's not Atlanta, because Michael Penix is not your future yet in Atlanta. It's maybe Tennessee.
Maybe, yeah. But Tennessee's in the AFCs. You recommending that?
And exactly. He doesn't want to compete against
He's
it. Not saying Tennessee, because remember, Brian Billick said, F the Titans after they beat them in the playoffs. So
it is the Giants.
It's the Giants. Steve Piscotty advised John Harbaugh to go to the Giants. But when have you ever heard an owner just so freaking honest like that? Like, yeah.
Right. It's not the Cardinals, because they don't have one. So let's assume you're right. Your instinct is right. He's not going to put them in the AFC that we have to then compete against unless we get to a Super Bowl. It's the NFC. That's the Giants, the Cardinals, the Falcons.
Do you want to hear more Steve Piscotty brutal honesty?
All right, hold on, because I am now three calls into this. Evan, it's Piscotty. It is not the cookie. It is not Piscotty.
My apologies. Piscotty. All right, thank you. Anyhow, you want to hear more of Steve Piscotty saying brutally honest things?
Yes, please.
All right. How about the one where he's asked, hey, Mr. Piscotty, if Tyler Loop makes that field goal, does John Harbaugh remain the head coach?
Mm.
That's a great question.
That is a great question.
Here is the owner's honest answer.
If Tyler Loop makes that field goal, is John Harbaugh still here coaching this team?
For a week.
Damn!
For a week. Okay.
Dude, that is cold-blooded. How about, would you like
to... Oh, so this was over then?
It was done, yeah.
It had run its course, and it was over.
And that's what my gut was after he was fired. I compared it to the Joe Girardi situation where the Yankees did go on a run.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't lose in the first round of Cleveland. Like, they got to the seventh game of the ALCS, and yet they still said goodbye to Joe Girardi, and it was a predetermined we're moving on. And so clearly, it was we're done with him.
I think it was Jimmy Traina yesterday had the tweet that was, Mike Tomlin is pissed that Tyler Loop missed that field goal because he basically had to sit out in the cold an extra week when he knew he was done anyway.
Right.
Kind of reminds me of this answer.
Speaking of Mike Tomlin, in the middle of Steve Bisciotti's press conference, the Mike Tomlin news broke. Would you like to hear Steve Bisciotti's honest response to the Mike Tomlin news?
Can't wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
He did? Is it official?
That's what I keep hearing. So, is he a candidate here?
Holy shit, Mike, wouldn't that be awesome? Only if John takes the Pittsburgh job. Wow, wouldn't that be interesting? I don't know, that thing last week maybe disqualified him for my opening after our kicker missed a kick to let them advance. Good for Mike. Yeah, I don't know. Talk to him. I love Mike. I mean, I've admired Mike for 18 years. And that's really shocking that he did it that way. But, yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I love the way he was so stunned by it.
Well, you could tell he's thinking in real time.
Yeah. How do I answer this?
I kind of like Steve Piscotty.
Oh, I love the guy. I wish he would buy all my teams now. And finally, this is the last one. This one is
an owner you love because he's not trying to put on a facade.
He's just telling you the deal, whether you agree with him or not.
He's not like trying to be somebody. He's just me.
Really? Well, I'm curious your thoughts on this.
Okay.
This is a more serious question. Will Lamar Jackson have say in the next head coach of the Baltimore Ravens. Now, when Joe Shane was asked this about Jackson Dart, he was very douchey. And he laughed about it and said, come on, he's 22 years old. Obviously, Lamar Jackson is a multiple-time MVP, a little different. Here's Steve Biscotti's answer to Lamar having some sway.
How much of a say will Lamar have in the head coach selection?
A lot of say, but he has no power. I have the power. They have opinions, and I want them all. I care about my players very much, but I can't give them power.
How about that answer?
That's baller.
That is baller.
That's the right answer.
It's a perfect answer.
Okay, he'll have a say, but he has no power.
Yeah. And I think that's the way it should be. And it's said respectfully, I think. But it's also said in a powerful way, which is, I'm the freaking owner.
Right.
I dropped a few billion dollars for this team, but I want to hear all opinions.
And he should talk more often.
Seriously.
Because it gives you faith in ownership.
I agree.
Because you listen to other owners and it's like, just shut up. He makes you feel like he's a fan, but he understands that he's being real. You understand, like, the fan needs you to be real, not this billionaire in an ivory tower. I love this press conference. I wish I would have listened to it.
Now. Oh, dude, go back and listen to it, because there's many more clips I didn't even cut. He was wildly entertaining and really interesting. And I learned a lot from that answer on how Joe Shane should have handled his question. Mm-hmm. Because remember, Joe Shane was asked, will Jackson Dart have any say? And he mocked it. He's 22 years old. I think Steve Bisciotti's answer was exactly what Joe Shane should have said, which is, look, I'm going to make the decision, or ownership's going to make the decision. But of course I'd love to hear his opinion.
Yeah.
Like, we value all opinions, because I've said this to you before about leadership. My view of leadership is, I want to be surrounded by people that disagree with me. It's what made Lincoln great. Mm-hmm. It's why he put together a team of rivals. He didn't put a bunch of sycophants around him. And so I think in a lot of ways, that's what ownership is saying there, which is, I want to hear all opinions, but I want to make very clear, he has no power.
Right. He's not telling me who to hire.
I have the power.
Right. I'm hiring Mike McDaniel, whether he likes it or not.
That's not going to happen. That's your official Ravens prediction, by the way.
Why not?
From yesterday. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Why? Because you don't like Mike McDaniel?
Because
he was a Miami Dolphin head coach and beat you guys consistently?
I think that, and you know what's funny? Listening to Biscotti, he's very open to giving a head coach a second opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, if you listen to it, you'd be more emboldened by Mike McDaniel.
Right.
I think he's going to end up sitting out, or not sitting out a year, but OCing for a year. I think he'll have good interviews. I just don't see him as the guy who's immediately getting another job.
Yeah.
Just an impression I get, but we'll find out.
He'd be a fun OC for the New York.
Jets? I agree.
No, Giants.
Oh, Giants.
For the New York. What a tease.
I mean, he'd be a good OC for the Jets.
Because he loves we think it's all passing. The passing game is important, obviously, and it's hit. You see all these hit plays, these big plays. It's all the run game. It's the same thing with Sean McVay. Like, it all sets up the pass game because the run game is so innovative. I would love that for this team.
He'd be a hell of an OC.
Yeah.
I would absolutely endorse that for any team, and he'll probably be one of the highest paid OCs if he doesn't get a head coaching job.
I agree.
Let's go to Jake down in Memphis. What's up, Jake?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
I love the show.
Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, man. What's up?
Hypothetically, what if the Giants sneak into the playoffs next year, but the offense is a little underwhelming, and in 2027 they reach out to Dable? Would that be enough time for him to come back as the OC? Second question, real quick,
question.
And I put it out there. Evan, I'm from Memphis, so that makes me a de facto. I moved to Memphis, de facto Grizzly fan. What would you give up for him to go to the Nets? And that's it. Those are the two questions. Thanks.
Filler. That's what I would give up. I've thought about this. I would take a shot on Ja, but I can't give up draft pick capital, and I don't think I have to because it feels like Ja's value right now.
What does Memphis want? What do the Grizzlies want?
They want picks. They want really good picks, and the Nets could offer that, but it doesn't feel like there's a robust market for Ja. I almost look at the Trae Young trade and say that. I give you filler. I take him back. So it's a positive for you because you're moving on from Ja, and I have a chance to rehabilitate him with either the option of flipping him in a year or two with his value re-enhanced, or maybe helping him be a part of the solution. In fact, the Nets have just done that with Michael Porter Jr. When they traded Cam Johnson for Michael Porter Jr., the Nets had to take a freaking pick with Michael Porter Jr.
Meanwhile, Michael Porter Jr. is 50 times better than Cam Johnson, yeah. And now the Warriors and the Pistons are falling all over themselves to trade for my guy.
Yeah.
So I would view Ja, this is my middle ground with other Net fans who don't want to touch him. My middle ground is, let's Michael Porter him.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that would work. I can't believe Ja is already on the outs. I guess. Yeah. Whatever. It's a different discussion. But to answer his question about Dabes, so Vance Joseph was head coach in Denver, and they fired. And then 5 years later,
is that how long it took?
He became the defensive coordinator.
2018, he was fired. Worked with the Cardinals from 19 to 22. 2023, came back to Denver. So right. 18 to 23.
Right. So 18 to 23, he was not there. He came back, and now he's great. Now he's interviewing for head coaching jobs again because the Denver defense has been fantastic, leading the league in sacks. It's that's not going to happen in that short of a time frame for Dabes. One, because I think Dabes is going to get hired somewhere, and he's going to be great as an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, so why would he leave for a lateral job?
Right.
I agree with you. He's taking an OC job this year.
Right. And so, to me, and I predicted this when what do we call them? Those
our year-long predictions in sports.
Yes. Mine was Dabes is going to be on a staff that goes on it for a team that goes to a Super Bowl. Yeah. And wins a Super Bowl.
Yes.
So I don't think he's leaving wherever he goes to come back here in a lateral move.
Tiki's going to nail that prediction because he said Dave's is going to be on the staff of a team that either gets or wins the Super Bowl. Right. I forget if it was win or get there. And here's why I know you're going to be right. When the Eagles fired Kevin Petula yesterday, the thought popped into all of our heads.
Yep.
Brian Daboll is going to rejoin
forces.
Well,
did they fire Petula? They said there's going to be a new offense. Is he still there?
That's a good question. Their statement was
a little weird. It was ambiguous. I can't tell if they fired him or it's like, all right, you're going to go back and be the quarterback coach.
I think Sirianni and him are very close, so yeah. He probably took care of him in another light.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But he's not the offensive coordinator. Right. And there's no doubt now, Brian Daboll is going to be the next OC 100%. Of the Philadelphia Eagles. And as much as you guys like it or not, or I like it or not, what do the Eagles do after a disappointing year? They get to the Super Bowl. So you're going to nail the Dave's pick, and you're going to nail it in a way that's offensive to most Giant fans.
They're getting to another Super Bowl while John Harbaugh and Jackson Dart combine on the Giants? Good luck.
That answer right there is why there's a part of me that doesn't want you to have too much success. Because you get arrogant even before you have success. You know what I mean?
No, he hasn't even signed yet. He's not even our coach yet.
He's not even your coach, and he's talking trash.
I'm just preparing myself. Okay. It's been a long time. We got to be back.
I tell you, this conversation we're having about John Harbaugh, it just proves what we said 2 days ago is so true. Nothing else is moving. Nothing.
Nah.
No, you're not hearing anything about any other coach going anywhere except for John Harbaugh.
Yeah, and we did the coach bingo yesterday, and as I was doing like the Raider research, I thought myself, have they spoke to anyone?
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, you're right. Where is all the movement?
There isn't any.
John Harbaugh is the Juan Soto of head coaching free agency.
That's right.
Jack is up in Michigan. Hey, Jack.
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
So, big Jets fan for over 30 years, live in Michigan now, so I was up front and seeing how awful Aaron Glenn was as a coach. They never had a top 10 defense in Detroit. Mm-hmm. And the reason why, you know, the Lions had all the success was because of Ben Johnson, not because of Aaron Glenn. Mm-hmm. And the way he acts with the media and just the things he does, the way he thinks he's, you know, better than everybody else, or just arrogance. I mean, I just would love the Jets to fire him. I mean, it's just no interceptions. I mean, it's embarrassing. I've never seen a Jets team, honestly, this bad on defense in my 30 years as a Jet fan.
The last part of your call, I can't argue with. I cannot argue with how bad his first year was. The first part of your call, I don't care what he did as DC of the Detroit Lions, good or bad. Right. It's irrelevant. He's a head coach. Number two, I don't care about his treatment of the media. The last part is your best argument, which is that year one was a disaster. But I just played a clip of Steve Bisciotti talking about John Harbaugh will only go to a place with a quarterback. The Jets would have been a disqualified team from jump. So just keep that in mind if the Jets pulled the trigger and were the 10th team with a coaching opening. 10th!
Yeah.
Look, they weren't going to get the pick of the litter.
Look, I don't think John Harbaugh is old at 63, but I doubt John Harbaugh has patience at 63. Only because he's been doing it from a head coaching standpoint, not just as a coordinator, but a head coaching standpoint for 18 years. The last thing you want to do is go someplace and have to babysit an organization trying to find itself, find its new quarterback. That's hard. I mean, look at the teams that have struggled with that. the Browns, the Giants. Think about all the teams that can't find their quarterback. That it takes years off your life being that way. So John Harbaugh is definitely not going someplace. It doesn't have a viable option at quarterback going forward.
We'll get back to your calls in a second. A lot on the table. The Mets' pursuit of Kyle Tucker. The New York Giants are meeting with John Harbaugh. And also when we come back, why today is a huge day for the New York Jets.
So we all know now, by now, if you don't, John Harbaugh has taken Steve Tisch's private plane back to the New York, New Jersey area. This from Ian Rappaport. Through today, the Giants are the only team that can hire a coach. Today is the first quote-unquote interview, but there have been countless conversations between Harbaugh and Giants brass. There is a chance he does not leave the building.
Wow.
Which is what I said.
Yes.
Now, that's just speculation that he doesn't leave the building, but it's what you need to do if you're the Giants. You don't want him to go to Tennessee and you lose control of the narrative. You don't want him to go to Atlanta and you lose control of the narrative. You have to find a way, if you really want him,
yeah,
to get this done right now.
Yep.
This Fan Focus is sponsored by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
If he leaves the building without a contract and decides to go to Nashville or to go to Atlanta, mm-hmm, for another meeting, Sean, will you start to get very, very nervous? Or will you still exude a confidence of, we're going to get him? Don't worry. Calm down, everybody.
Look, will my confidence go down if he leaves the building? Yeah, but I can't call myself nervous because it just feels like John Harbaugh has been very precise and particular about this. And I don't think him leaving the building, that could just be him saying, I have promised myself I'm going to all three of these places and seeing if that works out. And that is where my lean probably still is. I think he will leave the building.
I agree. And I would be the voice of reason to calm every Giant fan down. Like, if he doesn't, now, if he doesn't leave the building, great, and he's your guy, fantastic, congratulations, you got your guy. I ultimately think you're going to get your guy, mm-hmm, but I do think he leaves the building and does all interviews, and I think eventually he comes back.
Right.
Because I think the Giants have the best opportunity for John Harbaugh.
I'm trying to remember previous hires. How many interviews has it taken to get a guy? Because I know there's the Zoom interview, so forget that. I'm talking about the in-person interview.
I think that this is very different than any other example you can come up with, and I'll tell you why. I don't think the Giants are interviewing John Harbaugh. I think John Harbaugh is interviewing the Giants.
That's true. 100%.
And so in these other scenarios, you're the decider. You're the one in power. You're interviewing all these different people, and then you make a decision. The Giants have made their decision. They want to hire John Harbaugh. The Atlanta Falcons have made their decision. They want to hire John Harbaugh. It's really John making his decision on where he wants to go, and that's why I think it's very different than any other example we could come up with.
No, I think you're right. Because these other ones, as the Giants in this example, you're saying, do we really want this guy?
Right.
You know what? Let's have him back again.
Right.
With John Harbaugh, you know you want him. It's now convincing him that he also wants you.
Now, I'm going to surprise Sean Morash because over the last few weeks, I have become what they call a college football expert. I correctly predicted Indiana would absolutely destroy Oregon when Sean tried to tell me, oh, Dante Moore may outplay Fernando Mendoza and improve his trade stock, and I said, or draft stock. And I said, there's no chance of that's happening. And that's because I'm paying very close attention to this because it impacts my team. The other thing that I'm paying very close attention to is today is January 14th. What does that mean? Today is the deadline for Dante Moore and anyone else who is not playing for a national championship to declare if they are entering the NFL draft or going back to school. And so at some point today, maybe on our show, maybe a little later on with Big Mac and Craig, we will get official word if Dante Moore, who is projected at this point to possibly go number two in this draft after Fernando Mendoza, if he will enter the draft. Now, indications are he will, because fake Patrick Mahomes Jr. transferred from Nebraska to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this belief that why would he transfer if he isn't kind of under the impression that Dante Moore is going to leave? But we're not going to get that answer to today. And to all the Jet fans out there who are down on Dante Moore, who don't believe in Dante Moore, that is irrelevant to him coming out being a good thing for us. We want A, as many options as humanly possible, and B, the slight, small, minuscule possibility that Dante Moore blows the Raiders away and they prefer Moore over Mendoza.
Mm.
In fact, Mel Kiper Jr., remember that guy?
Yeah.
He's got Moore over Mendoza on his big draft board.
Yeah, he also has. He also had Shador over everybody.
That's true.
Last year.
That's true.
And he rode that damn train until it crashed off the cliff in a massive way.
You're right.
He talked about him every pick.
You're right. Either way, Moore coming out is a good thing for the Jets, even if the Jets aren't taking Dante Moore. So keep us posted, Sean. That is glass-breaking worthy news.
The New York Jets suck.
So now you're getting handsy with the drops once you have things to insult the Jets with. Yes, turn your mic on now.
I'm sorry, Tiki. We're having a private conversation.
I was asking
that
question.
Yes.
What was your private conversation?
Nothing. It has nothing to do with you.
It's just about people who are saying... this is from Jake Asman, who says...
I love Jake Asman. Okay. Whatever he says is true.
Really?
Big Jet fan, yeah.
Todd McShay says Dante Moore's agent should call the Raiders to see if he can go number one. If not, he advises Moore to return to school rather than risk being drafted by the Jets.
Yeah, that was like 2 weeks ago.
I promise no single player in this draft wants to beat you in New York Jets.
Yeah, that was an old story. Why are you laughing about that now?
Because it's new.
No, it's not. Todd McShay said that like a week and a half ago.
No, it's new to me. And so
it's new to you. It's new to you.
It's just funny to me.
Todd McShay, isn't he like best friends with Joe Douglas? And so he's still bitter against the Jets that they fired Joe Douglas?
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, that.
Right.
Look, I can't deny.
The question is, Dante Moore, is he ready for the NFL?
No.
He probably needs another year to develop, but that can happen in the NFL as long as he goes to the right spot who has a right veteran in front of him.
Absolutely, and it doesn't mean he has to go to the Jets. I want to make this clear again for the Jet fans in the back who don't want Dante Moore. Him declaring for the draft doesn't mean it's good news because we're drafting him. It means it's good news because there's other possibilities that get created, like another team loving Dante Moore and possibly trading up to two.
Right.
Or the minuscule idea of the Raiders taking him number one, which is not likely. Or the idea that the Jets do believe in him.
And I love the Jets.
And he sits around for 9-10 weeks before he plays.
I thought he'd love the Giants and advise us to hire John Harbaugh.
Who's that?
That last drop.
Oh, he loves everybody.
Okay. I love the Jets.
So keep us posted on Dante Moore. Now let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019, the number. Let's go to Kevin in Manhattan. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
We're good. What's up, dude?
Good, man. So this is a mess question. I had to pause. I had to wait for the football pause. So Evan's been extremely emotional this offseason. So I have two questions. I think he's cooling down. I think he's getting closer. But I have two questions. One, what you were dancing around it earlier. What does a successful offseason for the Mets mean? I mean, they go to the playoffs, NLCS, World Series. And then the second question I have is, what 5-plus-year contract has aged well for a 32-year-old position player? The only one I can come up with is Adrian Beltre. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
That's such a specific question. What 5-year contract has aged well for a position player? You know what's crazy? As soon as he asks that question,
Aaron Judge is close, but he was 31.
Well, he's saying 32 at the signing.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, so Judge wouldn't
Judge
qualify.
Is close. He doesn't qualify. I mean, it depends on. Well, no, because I was going to say Giancarlo, but his was
no. He was signed so in his 20s. Right. Yeah, most guys in their 30s don't get, or most guys who are 32 don't get 5-year deals.
The answer is
nobody.
I think you'd be hard pressed to even find one.
Yeah, he said Adrian Beltre, which is a good call. I was thinking of pitchers because I was thinking of like Randy Johnson's contract with the Diamondbacks was like one of the greatest contracts of all time because he won the Cy Young every year.
Right.
And he was in his mid to late 30s.
Nolan Ryan didn't have late signings?
Nah, that was also before we were getting these kinds of crazy contracts.
No, it wouldn't even have been about the money.
And he's talking about position players.
Right.
So
right.
Even the pitchers are thrown out. I understand the point, which is fair, which is why they didn't pursue a 5-year deal on Alonso, that the odds are it isn't going to age well. My point back is that if you can get 3 out of 5 successful seasons, that's a successful contract. And that's the other discussion. What makes a successful contract? Gerrit Cole signed a 10-year deal. Is it a success? Mm. I'd argue it already is,
yeah.
Considering what he did in the first half of the contract. So I think the other aspect is what defines success. If the Mets had signed Pete to a 5-year deal, do I think he could have been productive for the next 3 years at the same level? Yeah. And to me, that would have made it a success. But we're arguing something that's over. And now it's on to how can the Mets have that successful offseason now that they made a decision that maybe I disagree with. And that's why adding Kyle Tucker is so important. Now he says, what's a successful offseason? the successful offseason is going into this season feeling they are as good, if not better, than they were a year ago. I'm not sure there are a lot of Met fans, no matter what they do, that are going to feel that way.
Yeah.
Now, if you're judging it based on the success of a season, here's the new barrier for the New York Mets. At a minimum, they need to be a playoff team every season. At a minimum. If they lose in the wild card round or the divisional round or the LCS, that is different levels of success and failures.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
But missing the playoffs cannot happen. It happened last year. It's considered an all-time disaster. If it happens again, I don't care what your expectations are off of this offseason, that would make next season a disaster. That's the world we live in. When you have a payroll right. like this, where more teams make the postseason, you have to make the playoffs year in and year out, and that is the bare minimum.
Yeah, I think from a perception standpoint, it's even more so imperative this season for the Mets to make the postseason. Last year, you could chalk it up to we had chemistry issues in our clubhouse. They got rid of Brandon Nimmo.
I'm not chalking it up to that, but if you want to do that, I'm just saying.
You can. Okay. You can say that.
Okay.
You can say we were flawed. Mm-hmm. We had XYZ, whatever, go wrong. Pitching fell apart. We didn't have the right dynamic in our clubhouse. And clearly that's what they think because they moved on from everybody. Pete, Nimmo, Diaz, Nick McNeil, etc. We need to reset that and do it with young players and an icon and Juan Soto. If you miss the playoffs again, what's your reason? Like, you can't throw that back there again. So what's the reason? What can you're going to say you're too young? Well, if you're too young, why don't you go do something in free agency?
Right.
And so there's no excuse now unless they just are playing the really long game, which nobody wants to see.
Yeah. There's no excuse for missing the playoffs.
No, you're right.
I disagree with a lot of what you said, but at least the main point we agree
on. I'm just telling you, that's the narrative around this Mets team. They had a clubhouse issue.
Yeah.
I don't care if you believe it or not. That's what is projecting from what David Stearns and this organization did with their roster.
They also were one of the worst teams in baseball in the second half of the year. Did they have a clubhouse issue in April and May when they were one of the best teams in baseball? Did the clubhouse issue just pop up in the middle of June?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
If you if you really hate somebody.
I'm asking the question.
The longer you spend with them, the more you hate them.
I'm asking the question. So when Pete Alonso accidentally got Kodai Senga hurt, that's what caused the locker room to be like, we're done with each other.
Why did Soto stink in April and May?
I don't know. Well, he didn't stink in April and May. It was just...
He wasn't Soto.
Yeah, he was definitely not Soto. But he stink, not I think, shuffling. Is a little too harsh.
Okay.
So what does that mean?
How many stories did we come on the air with?
The locker room was great in April and May, and they were winning. Soto was struggling.
You're not listening. We said how many times on this station in April, May, and our show was included, Soto doesn't look happy in April and May.
Yeah.
Okay? So just because they're winning doesn't mean there wasn't a locker room issue that was leading to Soto not being happy.
But my answer every time when you asked that question was the reason he didn't look happy is because he was struggling.
Okay.
And that the reason he wasn't shuffling is because he was struggling.
I can buy that.
Thank you.
Uncomfortable, new clubhouse, new situation, new processes, like all that stuff. New schedule, new people, but he was bad.
Yeah. He was not Juan Soto. Let's go to Justin in Patterson, New Jersey. Hey, Justin.
Kevin and Tiki, love you guys in the new slot.
Thank you, Justin.
Tiki, I do have to call you out, though, because you have two contradicting predictions. You predicted Daboll would be on a Super Bowl-winning team, but you also predicted he'd be the offensive coordinator for the Raiders, and those two things can't possibly be true at the same time.
Oh, Justin, you are so right. Unless Brian Flores gets the Raiders head coaching job and Raheem Morris is the defensive coordinator, and they are elite.
And half
that
of,
could happen.
Half
with
of,
Carl, Fernando Mendoza as their quarterback.
That's the worst part.
Throwing to Brock Bowers and turning around and handing it off to Ashton Gentry.
The rookie quarterback who the Jets missed by one pick ends up quarterbacking the Raiders to the Super Bowl.
That would be bad for everybody.
Everybody.
Bad for New York. Because we'd hate it. Like, James, I knew it. Damn it, he should have just stayed.
And to back you up on that, half of the quarterbacks remaining playing for a Super Bowl are on their rookie contracts right now.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
That's unbelievable.
It's a testament.
I mean, it just tells you the turnover that's happening. I think we saw this coming for a few years at quarterback. Mm-hmm. Like you could feel it coming, and then it finally happened because the Kirk Cousins of the world aged out and Phillip Rivers retired, etc. It just felt like it needs to be a changing of the guard, but which one of those are going to rise? And it's interestingly the more recent ones.
Yeah, the recent NFL draft of 2024. The quarterback draft of 2024, which features Caleb Williams, still playing, Jaden Daniels, title game in his rookie season, Bo Nix, still playing, number one seed, Drake May,
MVP.
May win the MVP, still playing. That draft has a chance, even with Michael Penix Jr. and J.J. McCarthy turning into nothing, which...
Penix still has a shot.
They both still have a shot, in fairness.
J.J., I'm not so sure.
Well, we'll see, but my point is it's not over yet.
Yeah.
That has a chance to be one of the greatest quarterback drafts
ever. It could rival 83.
Yeah.
Especially if one or more of them win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I could see that happen.
I mean, we could very well
have... Houston's going to be good for a long time.
Yeah.
So, not Houston.
Not Houston. New England?
New England's going to be good for a long time. No, I meant New England. New England's going to be good for a long time. Denver, I don't know. I still got to see what Bo Nix really is. But you know New England's going to be good for a long time.
Bill is in Goshen, New York. Hey, Bill.
Hey guys, how are you? Good morning.
What's up?
I just wanted to say that if I'm Harbaugh and I leave the Giants today knowing full well this is the job that I want, I definitely want to be the coach of this franchise. I'm still definitely going to the other two facilities because it's information gathering. I'm sure there's tons of good information that he could gather from visiting those organizations and piece together things that maybe he might want to take with him to this job or whatever job that he wants to take.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing.
Look,
there's such a good benefit of doing that, and you get three meals out of it.
I mean, what's better than that?
And Philippe, and free plane rides, apparently, which is not all it's cracked up to be.
That's a great point, though.
Of course it is, but it's also tedious. It takes a long time. It's draining. I mean, I'm trying to think. I've only really had a job interview in my life. That was the NFL Combine.
Rep.
And I don't know this because have you had job interviews?
Yes.
Here?
A year, many places.
Right. I guess I kind of had a job interview here, but it really wasn't. It was just like, you BT go talk together and see if it works.
Right.
So, but I know from just talking to friends, they're emotionally draining.
Yeah.
And so,
but this is different. You're not on a job interview. You're job interviewing them.
True.
Like, this is very different than your normal job interview. And here's why he's so right. The Giants are not moving on to someone else. Obviously,
they might.
They're not, though. They're not. They're, unless John says no, they're not moving on.
Yeah.
John's their choice.
But what if you get a feel? I think this is the type of meeting. Once you start having in-person meetings where it's half a day at least, maybe even longer than that. Hey, you want to stay for dinner? You go to dinner. And then that's when usually these deals happen. It's like, all right, we're at dinner now. I'm in. Let's sign the deal. Like, it's a long, exhausting moment. But I think series of moments. But I think if you're the Giants, you'll get a sense if he's not interested. Like, you'll just kind of know. He's not asking any questions. He's just kind of, you're just kind of stringing it along to make it last longer to when you hope that he changes his mind. But you can tell. If he leaves here and you can tell, you got to start looking for number two.
I don't think you have to. You've already interviewed a ton of different people, and he's going to decide in the next few days.
In
I don't
person?
Think you.
Who's been in person?
Mike McCarthy, yesterday, 2 days ago.
McCarthy, Antonio Pierce. Stefanski, Antonio Pierce.
Dude, they've done it all.
And Raheem Morris.
All in person.
In person. The Giants have killed this process. Like, they have really done a good job of getting a ton of interviews in.
Right.
Like, they're ready to roll, and so I don't think they have to rush.
But they didn't want to hire any of those guys.
Because John Harbaugh is their choice. And that's why I'm saying they can allow John to leave. Do his trip for a few days. It's not like the.
And so now you bring back, I don't know, Kevin Stefanski after the John Harbaugh interview, and he's going to know he was the second choice.
It's okay. Yeah. Being the second choice is all right. I think I was the second choice for Beningo. I was the second choice for Craig. Like, that's okay. It all works out. Who cares if you're the second freaking choice?
The Giants
are successful.
The Giants were clearly the first choice for Stefanski. He flew here right away the moment he got fired from Cleveland.
Right.
So maybe he's holding out for that.
Yeah. I think Carlos Mendoza was the Mets' second choice. Did they want to get Craig Counsell? Wasn't that their first choice?
Right.
I'm sure there's a lot of examples of it where...
Tommy was the second choice for Knights. Now he's there.
Yeah, but I'm using examples where it worked out.
Oh, fair point.
You know what I'm saying? I use the example of...
Why are you hating on Tommy?
I'm not hating on Tommy.
Just test him to see if he's listening.
I love Tommy.
No, he's sleeping.
I listened to Tommy last night, and the only thing I heard was he was berating Paul Rosenberg. Like, he was very mean to him. Mm. And I started to be reflective, like, was I that mean to him?
Why was he mean to him? What did Rosie do?
Because
Rosie had to do something.
You want to know what he did?
Existed?
No, it's the simplest thing ever. Rosie said to him, "We're coming back." And Tommy berated him on the air, like, "Why are you telling me we're coming back? I'm sitting here. I got the headphones on. I know we're coming back. You don't have to tell me we're coming back. Here we go. Here we go. I'm already here."
Oh, really?
And I was like, that is the weirdest thing to get upset about. But he was like so mean to
him. Maybe he had a bad day.
Maybe. I don't know. But honestly, I was reflective of, was I ever that to him?
Oh, yeah. You were an ass.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can tell.
So maybe I taught him to act that way.
Mm-hmm.
And now he feels emboldened. It's his time to have power trips.
Yeah, it's his power. Honestly.
Lesson for those with kids. Learn behaviors.
That's right.
Learn behaviors.
I would, though, argue that him berating.
Don't be mad at your kid. Be mad at yourself.
Him berating his producer definitely wasn't learned from me. It was learned from when Craig berated him. There's no way
That's right. That's fact.
Yeah. Like, if I was mean to him, it was never on the scale of that.
No.
But yeah, he was just vicious to Rosie to the point where I felt bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over something like him telling him we're coming back from a break.
It's a new year. So much for positive Tommy.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. That's a new Tommy right there. Let's go to Scott in Westchester. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Evan and Tiki. Big fans of the show.
Appreciate it.
What's up, dude?
So I have two hypothetical questions. Tiki, if you were the owner or GM of the Giants, what are three decisions you would make this offseason to better the team? And Evan, if you were the GM and owner of the Jets, what are three decisions you guys would make?
Oh, boy. Well, first of all, I'd sell the team because I'm Woody Johnson. And I'd sell the team to, like, Steve Bisciotti and tell him to get rid of the Ravens.
Right.
But honestly, I'd run it back with Aaron Glenn as much as that annoys people. And what I would do, because Tiki was ahead of this, and I give him a lot of credit. Tiki was ahead of a few things. He was ahead yesterday that Mike Tomlin on his own was going to walk away. And for months, every time I brought up Tomlin's name as a Giant candidate, he would say he's going to sit out a year or two or more if he isn't coaching. And I always disagreed with it. Clearly, Tiki's been right. There's a reason we've been on the air for 2 hours and we're not speculating about Mike Tomlin. You want to know why? Because it's a waste of time.
Yep.
Because he's not coaching this year. But I hold out hope that a year away from the game, a game he loves, could cause him to say, I got the itch back.
Right.
And so I would give Aaron Glenn another year. And then next year, depending on what happens, I'd be raring and ready to go to pursue Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, but Mike Tomlin wants to be a dad. He wants to have a family life. He wants to go hang out in the Hamptons with Rondé. Wants to go down to
with
Georgia.
Rondé
goes out. That's the only time Rondé goes out there.
Nice.
And he doesn't even visit me. He bypasses me to go to the Hamptons to hang out with Mike Tomlin. He wants to go hang out with his daughter, who's a really good gymnast down at the University of Georgia. Like, all these things he hasn't been able to do for 19 years. That's what Mike Tomlin's doing in 2026. He might do some TV here or there, but I don't know. It'd be weird on CBS because it'd be two former Pittsburgh coaches. I guess he could jump over to Fox, but that's a lot of travel and nonsense. Like, I think he does nothing. I really do. Now, to answer his question directly, three things I would do. One, I would mandate grass in the stadium.
Oh, I love this so far. You're on fire.
Two, I am freezing ticket hikes until we make the playoffs.
Oh, look at this guy.
This is great.
Holy crap.
And then three.
Free beers after the first quarter for everybody.
I am hiring a Team Kiambu barber as president of football.
Nice.
I like it. Are you going to do radio like that too?
Or? Yeah. I mean.
You can handle both.
I mean, Gottlieb did it.
Yeah. I would say Green Bay suffered as a result.
That's a fair point.
I'm better than Gottlieb.
Damn right.
I like it.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.